What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Michelle Durham, and here's what's happening. A man is dead after being hit by a Peter Pan coach bus this morning near 30th Street Station. Police say it happened around 9:45 at the intersection of Schuylkill Avenue and Market Street. That intersection has been blocked off, and stay with KYW News Radio as the story develops. President Trump's tariffs on goods from more than 60 countries went into effect just after midnight. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
Many nations were assigned a tariff rate of at least 10%. It's 15% on products from the EU, Japan, and South Korea, and it's 20% for Taiwan, Vietnam, and Bangladesh. So far, many companies haven't fully passed on the pain to customers. A lot of businesses, for example, stocked up on imports ahead of time to avoid the extra costs. But CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says many economists are expecting that to change.
The impact of these tariffs could be felt towards the end of this year, as certain tariff-related goods could see an increase in price levels.
Cars, electronics, clothes, all kinds of items that are imported or made with goods from different countries. And the nonpartisan Yale Budget Lab projects the tariffs will cost the typical household an average of $2,400 more this year. Now, the president isn't budging off his belief that the tariffs will lead to a manufacturing boom and foreign investment in the U.S. Time will tell, but at the moment, economic concerns are creeping up. Recent polls show that a lot of people are stressed out about the high cost of groceries and other essentials. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Bucks County man who was shot by police during a road rage incident being held on $1 million bail for a separate road rage case. KYW's Sonny Morgan has the story.
Officials say 44-year-old John Mathis has a documented history of aggressive behavior and several open cases, which led to a judge setting $1 million bail after two separate road rage incidents in 1 week. It began Saturday just before 5:45 p.m. on Bristol Pike in Bensalem, when Mathis was reportedly on his motorcycle driving aggressively before pulling out a gun, according to the Bucks County District Attorney's Office. They say he pointed it at another driver and threatened to rob him and then followed the driver after he pulled off. Police in Bensalem say when they arrived, they positioned their vehicle between Mathis and the victim's car and gave Mathis verbal orders before he ran off. Officers then shot Mathis three times and took him to the hospital in stable condition. Police say he also caused two accidents on July 27th in Bristol Township, where he got out of his car with a baseball bat and hit another driver's side door and front windshield before fleeing. Authorities say the officer involved in the shooting was placed on administrative leave until the investigation is over. Mathis is expected back in court on August 19th for preliminary hearing. Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
More than 200 food and beverage workers at Philadelphia International filed complaints with the city's Department of Labor alleging wage and work hour violations. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
Workers for OTG, a restaurant group with 15 locations in Philadelphia International, say in some cases they aren't getting paid minimum wage, and in other cases, they're being forced to stay well beyond their scheduled hours without due compensation. Musa Jabata is a chef at Prime.
I'm scheduled for 3:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., but most of the time, my schedule overlaps. Sometimes I have to stay up to 2 p.m. or 12 p.m.
A copy of the schedule at Prime shows a gap of 30 minutes between shifts for the chefs.
My daughter get out of school 2:30, and I got to rush, or I got to call somebody to pick up my daughter because I can't be there on time.
OTG's food and service workers are part of Unite Here Local 274, the city's hospitality union. The union filed more than 50 complaints with the city. OTG is owned by Duration Capital Partners, a private equity firm managing more than $3.5 billion in assets, led by co-CEOs Emmett McCann and Josh Connor. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Parents be warned, scammers could be using your kids' back-to-school photos to steal your information. With that story, KYW's Justin Udo.
When it comes to back-to-school excitement, people tend to post a lot of pictures of their kids with new clothes and shoes.
What it's introducing is risks around people's identities.
Dave Meister with Checkpoint Software Technologies says AI technology has helped scammers better create deep fakes they can use on or against you. And that's something they've seen an uptick in when it comes to using back-to-school pictures.
It's quite easy to take a photo of somebody, then change it, put them in a different background, superimpose their face onto a different body, or even create videos based on that photo. And that's putting people at risk, particularly when it comes to extortion, also embarrassing people.
Meister says there are some simple steps you can take to protect yourself and your kids' pictures from information falling into the wrong hands.
Have your profile on private. I think that's one of the best things you can do to start off with. With your social media accounts, make sure they have two-factor authentication so that if somebody does get access to your password, that they're not going to be able to get in.
He also suggests only sharing pictures of your kids in private group messages. I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.